going to be a very hot day today, still early in the morning, hiking a trail off the Otter Lake Road. I've stopped and walked off the trail. There's a little bird chipping at me. The bird that's chipping is a chestnut-sided warbler, but that's not really why I got off the trail. I wanted to record the songs of some other warblers that were singing back here. Of course, that lovely whistle, that's a white-throated sparrow. Old Sam Peabody, Peabody. The bird I'm recording, oh, if he'd only come closer, is a magnolia warbler. Sort of, the only way I can remember that song is kind of like Chappa Chappa Chewy. But it varies a lot. It's a difficult warbler song to learn because I can also hear, from here, the song of another warbler, which I just caught a glimpse of, which is the chestnut-sided warbler. And they have a very similar song. And I think of their song as Please, Please, Please to Meet Ya. But these are among the trickier of the warbler songs to tell apart. And you could say you could tell them by habitat, because magnolia warblers are very, very fond of being in conifers, especially the smaller conifers. They'll build their nests in the horizontal branches of small balsams and spruce and stuff like that, whereas chestnut-sided warblers really like deciduous brushy-type habitats. However, if you walk through the woods, you know as well as I do that both of these habitats often occur together, so it's not that simple. I'm trying to record something that's actually hard to hear, even though I'm standing here. It's one of the very high warbler songs. It's the Blackburnian warbler. He sings several different songs, all of which go up in tone until they disappear beyond our hearing. A lot of us can hear a lot of it, but I'm going to try to get a little closer. He's doing a da da da, and then it goes da 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 da. It just disappears, but we'll see. Well, that was the song. There's some other noises and songs too. But the reason it's fun to learn this song is because if you get a look at the bird, it's just outstanding. It has a breast that's sort of blaze orange. Sort of, it actually is blaze orange. And then it has black and white striping. I mean, it's just a fantastic bird to see. So maybe you'll only ever see it. A lot of people can't hear all that song, so if it sounds like dead air, well, I'm sorry. It just doesn't sing low enough. Blackburnians are sort of treetop birds too, which makes them even more difficult. I think they're actually easier to see during migration than when they're on nesting territory. But another one of our little gems of the North Woods. Well, you could hear an easier bird to hear. Made a few notes while I was trying to record the Blackburnian warbler, and that was the rose-breasted grosbeak. Thanks for coming along. This is Molly Hoffman from the Otter Lake Road Trail for WTIP.